Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. I've heard of carjackings, but what happened to a man last Sunday in New Mexico is hard to believe. The man left his car window open while he went shopping. When he returned to his car, his back seat had been invaded by a swarm of 15,000 bees. Thankfully, one of the local first responders is a beekeeper, and he was able to move the hive to a safe location without harming the bees, himself, or the public. Samson had a similar experience in Judges 14. Bees had not invaded a car, but rather a carcass, the carcass of a lion. Samson ate honey from the carcass, which broke one of the three elements of his Nazirite vow. Afterwards, nothing seemed to rise, so Samson broke the second element of his vow, and when nothing happened after breaking the second element, Samson was comfortable breaking the third and final element and allowed his hair to be cut. We all know what happened next. He lost his superhuman strength and eventually lost his life. Sin is like a progressive disease. It starts out small, but eventually takes over. James 1:15 puts it this way, "When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Thankfully, God chose to deal with our sin. He paid for it through His Son and convicts us of it through His Spirit. And to think in Samson's case, his entire downfall started with a swarm of bees.